pledge allegiance to the flag of God's holy word, a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. His words will not hide in my heart that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the sacred communion of saints. One Savior, crucified, risen and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good to be back in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
All right. I had forgot to mention it this morning, but you playground equipment will be here on the 17th. So, all right. Prayer list: Caleb Morgan, Dean Teresa Smith, Dale, Dennis and Carol Buck, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Charlene Strong, Gladys Key, and Children's Home in India, Betty Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie Dorothy, Belle Shannon, Taggett Family, Rusty Hale, Kimberly, Jeff Hall, Alan Duggar, Dallas Key and Saul, Caroline, Brenda Nation, Sue Carswell, Alex Mace, Billy and Karen Fry, Jacob Banner, Susan and Willie Reinhardt, Lynn Reed, Darius Moser, Lana, Bailey Smith, Shelby Family, Elizabeth Wardell, Patsy Penley, Jordan Chapman, Craig Stilwell, Mike Lane, Missy Morgan, Allie, Drake Clark, and Nicole, Lisa Love, Edwin Kirkland, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, Ms. Brown, Roger Danny Black, Cindy and Rachel Hale, Pete, Ms. Russell, Kenna Jones, Ms. Evans, Barbara, Shelly Carpenter, McKinley, Randy Lohman, Sherry's dad, sister, and son, Barry Brown, Scott, Karen McDaniel, Jeff, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy Johnson family, Frank and Luann family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Ryan Clark, Bill Gisby, Devin Pahey, Judah, Morgan Little, Rosa Buff, Ray Wackery, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buff, Jamie and husband, Nick's family, Keith Phillips, James France, Stormy Mace, Carly Mace, Hannah Hensley, and Jill and Jimmy Young. Anything need to be took away or added to the list?
Got a few things to mention. I don't know if you want to put them on the prayer list or not. young preacher fellow I know, Stormy Mossdell, and his wife Stephen have a baby any day now. Her actual due date's the 7th or the 8th or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Clint Ewan's wife is expecting now. Yeah, so that just found that out like last week or something.
Okay.
And new preacher, Stoney was going to have another baby, right?
That's yeah.
Okay.
There's now, something in the water or Shady Grove, I believe.
See, Clint's not even Shady Grove. He's pastor down the sunny side.
Did he get sunny side?
Yeah. He's been pastor down there. I'm looking for her stand while she's here. probably year and a half, something like that. Year and a half, 2 years. So what I did joke with them about is all of us know the first child, second child, third child stereotypes, and a lot of ours fit them, but we don't know none of the stereotypes for the fourth kids because it hadn't been popular to have a fourth kid up till now, and all of us are finally going to find out at the same time. But Emma Stillwell just found out that she has celiac, which that's a stomach thing that has to do with sensitivity to gluten. I don't remember all the details of exactly what that means. So basically, she's going to have to do some figuring out with her diet and stuff and how to deal with that or whatever. But Preacher Billy's doing pretty good, where he fell and hurt himself. He's off his restrictions now as far as, like, he can get up and walk.
Okay.
But they said still, you know, about 10 weeks, he's going to have to take it real easy. So, Ms. Vivian's blood's been staying up real good. Fred Tyree's getting better where he fell last. So, Lord's really been helping some of the folks at Shady Grove that have had stuff going on.
If you know one else.
I just wanted to thank God for saving me. I wanted to thank God. I feel better this afternoon.
Amen.
And I won't get the bell to lay down at home. And I want you all to pray for me. This is my little baby. They want me to be a juror in the courthouse in Newton.
Oh, you got a little love left. Gone. Okay. Jury service. Jury's duty. Yeah.
By the 24th of this month, just pray for me. I never know.
It ain't hard.
Ain't hard.
No. Me and Christy both been several times.
Okay.
The time we think he's guilty, and I'll let you go.
No, they say they had to be a group together to decide that.
Yeah.
Something like that. Well, they said they did.
Just make sure your phone is fully charged. We'll be sitting there in the waiting room. You'll have something to play on. It's a waiting game.
Yeah, it's a long way.
There's a lot of waiting.
Just pray for
they'll sit you in a little room, and they'll when they finally get somewhere where they need a jury, then they'll call you out.
Okay. Yeah. I never knew that.
You'll like it. Christy loves it. She can't wait to go. Now watch, I'll get the first one in summons. That's his deal. Oh, boy. Anyone else tonight?
I just want to thank the Lord for saving
me. Amen. Amen. There you go. You good? I mean, you don't think you got anything else to be thankful for, you got that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Anyone else? Okay. If not, all the Ken Wills come and pray and sing a few songs.
Thank you. enable us to, Lord, be able to, God, I pray that you forgive us, Lord, of sin against you, Lord. I pray that you be with us in the service tonight. I pray that you bless your man who preaches. Please help us as we sing. It would be for your honor and glory. I pray for all those that were mentioned, God, on the prayer list, and otherwise those that, the Lord, they're sick or hindered or afflicted in some way, God, they're facing some kind of challenge. I pray that you give grace. I pray that you get honor and glory out of every single situation there. And God, we thank you for all the ones that you have healed, that you felt. And Lord, we praise your name for that. And we just pray that you get out honor and glory out of all that's done this evening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Carol, I'm trying to get you motivated. I'm sure you're saying with us. I mean, you've heard us sing. You know that we can't hear you in a row.
Thank you. I one foot.
Yeah.
It's okay, I can do good. She hold me.
Long years ago, when I was sane, I had no hope, no reasoning. Down my knees in agony, I prayed to Jesus and he glad he set me free. I never shall forget the day when all the burning from my soul and roll away and roll away. It's made me happy, glad and free. I think the Jesus for his everything to me. Now I can feel him by my side, my feeling said he comes to guide. When trials come, he called for me. Through facing him and seeing the victory. I never shall forget the day when all the burning from my soul is rolled away, is rolled away. It's made me happy, glad, and free. I think the shadow for his everything to me. All sinners come to Jesus now. At his dear feet, just humble and bold, confess to him your every sin. In safe and clean, you give a peace and joy within. I never shall forget the day when all the burning for my soul and roll away and roll away. It's made me happy, glad, and free. I sing the shadow for his everything to me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord.
I'm so glad that I found out he could bring me up in his holy.
16. Preacher, have you prayed, boys?
Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for love and for saving. Lord, we need you, Lord. Though sometimes we get discouraged and depressed, Lord, we just need you to help us and encourage us, Lord, in your word, in your spirit to lift us up, Lord, that we'll praise you and be, keep our eyes upon you, Lord. Just pray you fill the preacher and use him tonight, Lord. Touch our hearts and help us, Lord. We do need you, Lord God. We can't do anything without you. We ask you in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Now in the heading of my Bible here, it says the promise of the Spirit.
Yeah.
And we know that promise has come true.
Yeah.
Because each and every one of us that is sitting in here saved tonight has received that Spirit.
Man.
That Spirit is what showed us that we were lost.
Amen.
Yeah.
And that we needed Jesus. And introduced us to Jesus. When I was lost, folks, I didn't know how to be saved.
Right.
No.
I didn't know exactly what, you know, you got to realize, I was a 31-year-old church member that was lost. Around watching people get saved, people being filled with the Spirit and shouting the house down, and, you know, just wonderful things. But, you know, none of that is really effective unless you've got the Holy Spirit to help you to experience it.
Yeah, amen.
And right here, you know, the Lord is going to make a promise of the Spirit, but then we find in Acts, after Jesus is gone, in Acts, that Spirit comes to them there in the upper room.
Amen.
That Holy Ghost Spirit fell upon those people. And from that day forward, the Holy Ghost no longer just came and went.
Right.
It came and stayed.
Yeah, amen.
And, you know, I'm glad tonight for that Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I'm happy that it lives within me.
Yeah.
That I can feel it breathing fire on the inside. That still small voice that leads and guides me.
Yeah.
And we get here at verse number 16, it says, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you for what? Forever. Now, you know, we see in the Old Testament where, you know, the Spirit will come, it will do its job, and then it will leave.
Yeah.
But here, you see what the Lord is saying? He said, that he may abide with you forever.
Yeah.
Man, forever. That's a long time, ain't it?
Yeah.
Even the Spirit of truth. Not the Spirit of the lie. What's the Spirit of the lie? It's the devil.
Yeah.
Whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither know him. But you know him, for he dwell with you and shall be in you.
Amen.
Now, this same What we're in here hasn't happened yet. This is Jesus telling them what's going to happen.
Yeah.
See, that spirit could come to after Jesus had left.
Yeah.
This is a promise of a comforter, the Holy Spirit, for man, for him to, that spirit to dwell in man. After Jesus is gone.
Yeah,
amen. And he said here, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. The world out there doesn't know the dwelling, the drawing Spirit that lives within us because it hasn't received it yet. Now, I'm going to tell you something. The Holy Spirit of God came to me as a lost man. A lost church member. Sitting and listening to preaching and the singing of the Lord's children. And not knowing exactly what the Holy Spirit felt like. Other than the draw that I got that day that the Lord put me under conviction. Said, look, the Holy Spirit came to me and showed me I was a lost, dying, born in hell sinner.
Amen.
That I didn't have what I thought I had. But he showed me.
Yeah.
And he led me. And he showed me the right way. He gave me the right words to say.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
But, you know, I struggle sometimes in a crowd to pray out loud. You know, some of us do.
Yeah.
But I wasn't able to pray until I asked the Holy Spirit of God into my heart and my soul. And it showed me the right words to say.
Yeah.
It led me to Jesus. Led me to that cross.
Amen.
Where I needed to make that decision. Mm-hmm. I'm standing here before you tonight, saved by the almighty graces of God.
Amen.
Because I answered the call of the Holy Spirit of God.
Yeah. Amen.
And I thank God for that. But this world don't know it.
Yeah.
Because it hasn't received it as of yet. It can. There's people out there in that world that is lost this Sunday. And next Sunday, they may be saved.
Yeah, amen.
Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. And I pray that they do.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. But as of right now, they don't know that drawing spirit. Not unless they're under conviction and they're feeling that draw there.
Right.
Amen?
Yeah.
But, you know, for us that it has received that Spirit, we know what it feels like.
Amen.
To have the Holy Ghost of God to lead and guide us. It says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet in a little while, the world seeth me no more. But ye shall see me because I live, ye shall also live. Jesus is saying, you know, yes, I'm going to, he's telling these people, I am going to leave.
Yeah.
And you'll see me no more.
Yeah.
But through that Spirit, when you receive that Spirit, then you'll be able to see me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be able to feel me, my presence. Once you get off somewhere by yourself or something, you're singing a song, or you know, you might be nibbling around on that scripture that you read that morning before you went out on your daily chores. And the Holy Spirit, just take that little nugget that you read that morning, that one verse maybe that you read, and he start revealing to you as you're doing your daily deeds.
Amen.
Or where that song comes into your heart, and the next thing you know, that, you know, you feel on the inside the Spirit just, you know, just revealing things to you through a song. It's wonderful, ain't it?
Yeah.
To have that. And today ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And I guess that's what I was trying to explain over here this morning about, you know, we're together.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, when you got the Holy Ghost in you, Jesus is in you, the Father's in you,
right?
And we're in Him.
Yeah.
Wonderful, ain't it?
Yeah.
To have that feeling that you can feel on the inside, the Holy Spirit of God just boiling. It's breathing. You can feel His blood pumping. The excitement that you get whenever that Holy Spirit is working and breathing and talking to you, you know, in His Spirit, that it talks to our spirit, and we feel that. It's wonderful.
Amen.
People will go to great lengths with stuff, you know, drugs or whatever, alcohol, to get this feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a greater feeling.
Yeah.
Through the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 Amen. Now, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what that other feeling feels like.
Yeah.
But I do know what it is to have the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
And how it works in you and how it excites you from the inside out.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
It's just, to me, there's no other greater feeling in the world than having the Spirit of God just flare up.
Yeah.
And burn within you.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah, amen.
And ye that have my commandments and keep them, he it is that love me, and he that love me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Now some of that thing that we're feeling on the inside is him showing himself spiritually to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Folks, I don't have to, if you're here in a saved, born-again Christian and have these feelings, you know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Just to have so much excitement building up on the inside that's coming from something that's so great.
Yeah.
And Judas said unto him, not scared, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Well, the world don't have a spirit.
Right.
All that we're feeling, and I'm not talking about emotional feeling, I'm talking about what you're feeling on the inside. The world doesn't have that Spirit of the Lord living inside of them.
Yeah.
So they're no, you know, they can get excited at a ball game.
Yeah.
Or a stock car race. You know, they can get, you know, they can go to a concert and get all excited about the concert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it ain't the same thing.
No.
Yeah.
What we have that the world cannot have unless they receive the Lord Jesus Christ is that Spirit.
Yeah.
Right.
And if they only knew what it was that they were missing.
Yeah.
But they can't know till the Spirit comes to them. And you know, sometimes it takes, you know, I'm not saying that we can do anything for anybody's salvation, but sometimes if we will bring the subject up, then it might be that the, you know, when we go talking about how good the Lord has been to us and how He's took care of us and, you know, how He's blessed us, where He's took us from.
Yeah.
I mean, just giving us our, giving someone our testimony would be enough to maybe get that Spirit to stir in them.
Yeah.
That they would feel it enough to want it.
Yeah.
It goes all, it goes right back to the potato chip commercial.
Yeah.
You can't eat just one.
Yeah.
You can't eat just one potato chip. You gotta have more than one. I sit down with a bowl of potato chips and Christy's like, give me one. She don't take one, she takes two or three. But you know that Holy Spirit, once you feel that Spirit, it's something that you, I mean, to me, I desire it.
Yes.
I want it.
Yeah.
Amen.
I want to be able to feel it because it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Amen.
It makes me feel whole.
Yes.
Amen.
You know what I mean, church?
Yeah.
And it's so wonderful. Jesus said, answered and said unto him, if a man love me and will keep my word, and my Father will live in him, love him, and will come unto him and make abode with him. It's a drawing thing, you know. We do what God wants us to do, what Jesus wants, the Lord wants us to do. And it draws just more than a spirit. It draws the Lord Jesus and His Father. He that loveth me not, keep not my sayings, and the words which ye hear are not mine, but the Father which sent me. These things I have spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, bringing all things of your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you.
Yeah.
You know, folks, this Comforter, he does so much more than just give us feelings. He teaches us.
Yes.
When you're reading the Word of God, and you're sitting there and you're trying to understand it, and you just can't seem to get it in your heart and your soul. And it's like I was talking about later, you know, earlier about, you know, when we read something, and then later the Holy Ghost will take and just take it and just minister it to you.
Yeah.
Show you.
Yeah.
Open your eyes. Bring back other scriptures to your mind and your heart. This Comforter, this Holy Spirit. He's my friend.
Amen.
I love him. I desire him.
Yeah.
I want to feel him.
Amen.
I'm going to be honest with you, church. I need him.
Yeah.
And as long as I put the Lord in my life,